Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Brawl Rankings. This is your host, Masquerade Beck, with another episode. So if you guys have been keeping up with my podcast for the last couple weeks, you'll know that I didn't record a full episode last weekend, and I made a small minute-long episode saying that one would be out a few days after. Just me going over everything, the update, my thoughts, speculation, all that. And unfortunately, school kind of messed up my schedule completely this week. I don't know why, but I had a ton of extra school today. Maybe it just took me longer for some reason. TLDR, was not able to record, and because it was getting close to the end of the week anyways, I thought I'd just wait till Saturday. So I'm really sorry about that. I try to get these episodes out on time, and it just, I don't know, some weeks it just doesn't work out. So I don't know how long this episode is going to be. Maybe I'll do some knockout gameplay at the end, just because that game mode is out, has been out for a few days now. Might do that just to, I don't know, make it a little bit longer. I know some of you guys like listening to the gameplay, while others, for pretty obvious reasons, don't. So yeah, we can get right into it. I'm just going to be going through the patch notes in order that were inside the Brawl Stars news tab. Luckily, they go over everything, even though some of it hasn't even been released yet. So, first thing, obviously, the new brawler, Bell. I think Bell is not going to be that great. So, everyone says, oh, Bell's kind of like Brock. Got the really long range, the pretty decent damage, and I agree. But Brock also has the area of effect, the explosion on the end of his attack, while Bell does not. So, hitting shots with Bell is going to not be the easiest thing. They also aren't the fastest projectiles. But I think the quirk with her attack, where it can bounce between enemies infinitely if they stay close enough, is pretty cool. It's kind of like Jesse, but different enough to where it's, I don't know, not like an exact copy. It's pretty cool. Also, I think if Bell's going to be good, the only reason is because of that super. Being able to make it so an enemy takes, I think it's like 33% extra damage from all targets, basically. When you get hit by that target, you're going to be taking a lot more damage, and I think that's just kind of crazy. So yeah, if Belle is really good when she's released, it's going to be because of that super ability. The quirk with her main attack, where it bounces between enemies, is not going to be that great at higher trophies, obviously, because people don't really stay close to each other at higher trophies. And you actually have to be, like, within three tiles of one of your teammates. So even if you're, like, I don't know, occasionally healing with Jean's star power, or you get bunched up for a second, you're generally not going to get any bounce shots if you don't. I mean, you're probably not even going to get more than one most times. It also is pretty delayed if you hit someone with your basic attack. The bounce shots don't start for, like, a second, which is a pretty good amount of time for the enemies to split up, so they don't get the bounce shots to deal more damage. So, yeah, the basic attack, I feel, is going to be pretty underwhelming at higher trophies. But if we see Bell being strong, it's because of the super. Just that you're basically guaranteeing someone dies. If you hit the gem carrier on the enemy team with this super early in the game, it could cause some pretty bad situations for their team later on when, let's say, they pick up the last gem, or they just have a lot of gems. They're taking a ton of damage, and the target does not go away. If you don't hit anyone else with your super, they will have that target until they die or the game ends. So I feel like it's going to be pretty good in some modes. Others, not so much. Luckily, you can't put the super target on, like, a heist safe or an Ike turret. That would just be so broken. So luckily, you can't do that. But yeah, super ability looks pretty cool. The gadget where you put down a little bear trap seems like absolute trash. But then again, I thought Byron's injection star power would be terrible. I thought Porter reinforcements would be terrible. And both of those are very good. So who knows? But nest egg seems like a really bad gadget. It's just the trap is so small, and the enemies will see you place it. And I feel like it'd be pretty easy to avoid. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if it's like a close range map and an enemy forgets about it, or they don't see you place it, it could get some good value. I don't know, we'll have to see. I think it has some potential to be okay, but it doesn't really seem that great. There's also her star powers, and unlike Stu, they're actually telling us what her second star power is. First star power is called Positive Feedback, where she gets a shield when an enemy is being electrocuted by her main attack. So basically, in that time frame between you hitting the enemy and the shot being able to bounce to another enemy, during that like charging phase or electrocution phase, as this suggests, she'll have a shield. I don't remember exactly how much of a shield it is. I think it's 30, but don't quote me on that. I think this is gonna be okay, solid. I think it's gonna be solid, just because if you're hitting your shots, then while you might not be getting the bounce shots, you will still be having that shield up for quite a while. And I'm pretty sure it also works for if you hit someone, the shot bounces to a different enemy, and then that enemy is being electrocuted. It also counts for that as well. So even especially at lower trophies, you're going to have this shield up for even longer. So yeah, I feel like it could be pretty solid. We've seen that shields can be really, really good, even if a shield isn't actually that much of a reduction. So we this could be a pretty good star power. We'll have to see. And the other one is called Grounded, where if you hit someone with Bell's super, they won't be able to reload ammo for, I think, 2 or 3 seconds. It might be 1 second, I don't know. For at least a second, probably longer, they can't reload. And if they're out of ammo, that's absolutely devastating. I mean, 3 seconds of not being able to attack just sounds awful. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a stun, but you can still move around. I don't know, you can still reload while stunned, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you can still reload while you're stunned. I don't know, this seems like a really debilitating thing to occur to you. So yeah, this could be really bad if this happens to you. I don't know. Belle, aside from the underwhelming basic attack, seems like she could have some good viability. I'm guessing the second star power is going to be better just because, as I've been saying, no, not being able to reload just seems awful. There's also Squeak being released in May, and he'll have the mythic rarity. I'm pretty excited for that. I'm always excited for a high rarity brawler, unlike almost everyone else in the community, just because I always have a ton of boxes saved, and I can't wait to open all of them. Side note, if I look at my Brawl Pass thing, it shows that I have over 100 rewards. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. Pretty big box opening will be coming soon. Like every other non-Trophy Road slash Chromatic Brawler has a box opening on this podcast. So yeah, Squeak. I'm excited for the Mythic Rarity, even though others may not be. Is he the 8th Mythic? Let me see. Sort by Rarity. Oh my god, he's the 8th Mythic. That is just insane. I mean, think about it. We have 4 rares, and they're adding the 8th Mythic. I know they said they're not planning to add any more rares, at least for a while, but this is just kind of ridiculous. There's double Wow, there's gonna be double the amount of mythics as there is rares. That is kind of crazy. But yeah, Squeak, he will almost 100% be extremely broken. His attack is pretty high damaging and is very long ranged, and his health, while it should be kind of low, since most long-range brawlers have got a lower health total. At max level, Squeak has 5,040 HP, which is above average, and most characters with that health total have a shorter range, or their damage is less consistent, like Bo or Ems, whose range is kind of short. So, yeah, Squeak is going to have a high-damaging, long-range attack with high health. I think you don't even need to say anything else. He's gonna be so good. His main attack is pretty cool, how it sticks to your opponents if it hits them, or just like sticks to a wall or the ground if it hits that. And after around a second or so, it'll explode and deal like 1540 damage, I think. That's pretty unique. I mean, it's not like, wow, a super genius idea, but we haven't seen anything really like this for a basic attack yet, and I think it's a pretty cool idea. You're going to want to stay apart against a Squeak, especially if he lands a shot on you. The theme for this update and its new brawlers are just don't get close to your teammates. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that if it hits like a wall or the ground and you walk into it, it'll stick to you, and when you move around, it'll follow you after already being stuck on the ground or something. I don't know if that's true. It might do that. If it does do that, I don't even know how it would affect him that much. The explosion can go through walls. It is a pretty sizable explosion, I want to say. It's not like, I don't know, a dynamite super, but it's a pretty large explosion, and it can go through walls if it like hits a wall or if it's just near a wall in general. So that could be pretty useful. Get kind of like a Mr. P sort of thing. Throws the suitcase at the wall, bounce over, explosion to the other side. Throws the sticky bomb at the wall, explodes. Explosion hits the other side. So kind of like Mr. P, like a semi-thrower. So yeah, basic tackle is pretty cool, and the super ability is just basically a bunch of, I don't know, he throws out his backpack, I think, and after a short delay, I think it shoots out six smaller blobs in six directions, kind of like Spike's basic attack, and these have the same properties of his basic attack, but I think the explosions are smaller. The damage might be slightly lower, but I'm pretty sure the damage is the same. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. I think it's not going to be great in situations where you just throw it at the enemy team and they can avoid the explosions, because the backpack sits there for a second or so, and when the backpack explodes, all the bombs are going to go in different directions, and if your enemies are decent enough, they'll be able to know where they're going to go and avoid them pretty easily. So I feel like there are situations where this isn't going to be all too useful. But if you auto-aim this perfectly on a large target like a Heist Safe or an Ike Turret, all the bombs will explode on that Ike Turret or Heist Safe and deal insane damage. So you better watch out if a Squeak has super and he's approaching your Ike Turk slash Heist Safe, because that's like 8,000 or so damage that he can just get by auto-aiming his super. So that's going to be pretty devastating. You got to watch out for that. His gadget is a little weird. It's called Wind Up. It doesn't really fit his character, I want to say, but it basically just doubles his attack range, I'm pretty sure. I think it's double. I'm not entirely sure. But when you use the gadget, his next attack goes, I think, double the distance, which is kind of ridiculous. You can throw this just across the map, hit someone you can't even see. I don't know how useful this will be, just because the farther away you are, it's going to be easier to dodge. But it's, I think it'll be interesting. I'm not sure how good it's going to be yet. I mean, it might be broken. I don't know. It seems like it has really great potential to be, like, one of the best gadgets, but it also might not, be. His first star power is interesting. It's called Chain Reaction, and it will increase the damage of his sticky bombs based on how many enemies are inside the explosion radius. Yet another reason why you need to stay apart from your teammates against either of the brawlers in this new update. I'm pretty sure it increases the damage of the explosion by, I want to say, 140 for every... Oh, wait, no. Even if only one enemy is in the explosion radius, the damage will actually be increased a little bit because it accounts for one person being in it. So even if you don't get multiple people to be hit by one explosion, your attacks are still dealing more damage, which is pretty cool. I think it increases by 140 each time. I'm not entirely sure. This sounds like a pretty cool star power, and I think people might just use it for the additional damage, even if it hits one person. So yeah, pretty cool. And the other star power is called Super Sticky, and it will just slow enemies down if they're hit by the explosions from his super. As I said, it might be tricky to hit enemies with this just because it's pretty predictable where the blobs are going to go. So I don't think it's going to be that great, but if you do manage to slow someone down, I think it'll be pretty devastating. It's like a 4-second slow, I'm pretty sure, which is pretty long, one of the longer ones. I think it's only shorter than Crow's gadget, which is kind of crazy. So yeah, Squeak looks like he's going to be a little bit too good just because of how high his health is for how high and his damage is and how long his range is. So yeah, Bell and Squeak both look pretty interesting. I can't wait for Squeak and the box opening specifically. It's like the one thing that keeps me playing this game. Other things, new skins. We have Archvillain B. I love retro games. Like Undertale is one of my favorite games of all time. And Archvillain B gives me like Cuphead Undertale vibes. It looks really cool. It is black and white, so not a lot of cool colors. So only 79 gems. But that's just because it's based off like a villain in a Disney cartoon from the first years of Disney cartoons. So yeah, it looks like a pretty cool skin. I don't think I'm gonna buy it. I'm probably not gonna buy it, but it looks pretty cool. There's also Neko B and Gold Neko B. Both look pretty cool. I'm pretty sure they're for some sort of Chinese, or I think it might be for the anniversary of Chinese Brawl Stars being playable. That was a weird way to say that. I think it's the first anniversary of Brawl Stars being playable in China. I don't know. I think it's for some sort of event, I'm pretty sure. Both are for gems 79 and 149, respectively. The attack animations do look pretty cool. I'm definitely not going to be buying them. I mean, it's B in a cat suit, so I will pass. But they do look pretty cool. Now, we have... this next skin is amazing. Lantern Sandy. It's actually in the shop today. Just came out for 149 gems. The attack, the effects for his super and attack on this skin are absolutely crazy. He is like winning and loss animation changes. I'm pretty sure he has like this golden aura around him at all times or just something. I don't know. This skin would 100% be 300 gems if it came out like a year and a half ago. It's such a cool skin. I'm not gonna buy it. I mean, I might, if it comes on sale for 79 gems, I think I might buy it. I'm generally only buying skins if they come on sale, but this skin is so cool. There's also Marshall Ruffs. He shoots little sheriff badges for his attack, and his super is also changed. I forget what changes about it, but it's a pretty cool skin. We also have Bell's tier 70 Brawl Pass skin, Bell Goldhand. It looks okay. I'm pretty sure the attack changes a little bit too. I don't know. It doesn't... None of the Brawl Pass skins are absolutely crazy. I think it's mostly just because almost everyone who has Bell will have this skin as well. So, yeah, pretty cool. Not too amazing. There's also Gunslinger Colt, which is the tier 1 Brawl Pass skin, and I already have Royal Agent Colt, so I don't care for this skin at all. Definitely looks pretty cool. I like the gray beard, and the bullet on his hat looks kind of cool, but no attack animation changes or anything. I don't know. I'm not interested in this. I think it's mostly just because I I'm going to have like 3 Colt skins at this point. Because I also have Outlaw Colt, the Star Point skin. So yeah. I mean, it's a decent skin. I'm not too excited for it. Oh my gosh, there's so many skins in this update. There's also Saloon 8-Bit, which is the Power League skin you will unlock after playing 50 Power League matches. Or unlock the ability to purchase him for 25,000 Star Points. Looks cool-ish, I guess. I definitely would be interested in getting it, but I think just because I'm going to be accruing Star Points slower than 25,000 Star Point skins come out, I'm actually going to save up for Gold Mecha Bow. And then after that, I might pick and choose which Power League skins I want. I mean, I assume I'll be able to unlock the ability to buy this. I have been losing a little bit of interest in Power League. I don't know, the randoms are just so dumb. But I hope I'll play 50 matches of Power League. We'll see. Definitely not an amazing skin, but I might buy it eventually. There's also Quick Draw Edgar, who I don't know, he dons like a sombrero and he's got all these, I want to say like Mexican themed colors. I don't want to sound uninformed or ignorant, but looks pretty cool. I'm pretty sure his attack animation also changes. It's pretty cool when we get a attack or super animation change that you don't really think could get a change, and then when it does get changed, it's pretty cool. Like, for example, there's Ultra Jiller Jackie. That skin's been out since, I think, last summer for, like, the Super City Rampage release and all that. I did not think Jackie could get a cool attack change, or I didn't know how they would do it, and Ultra Jiller Jackie just looks really sick. So, Quickshot Edgar has some pretty cool effects. Probably not going to get it. There's also Misfortune Tara for 149 gems. This skin is so cool. Tara throws out these different looking cards and throws like a poker chip for a super. I don't know. This skin looks so cool. My friend and I both really love Tara. He says that after I think his favorite brawler is Spike. He wanted Spike for a long time and he eventually got him. And he really wants the Dark Lord Spike. Understandable. It's a really sick skin. But he's kind of on the line whether he wants Misfortune Tara or Dark Lord Spike more. And I think he's leaning toward Dark Lord Spike, but Misfortune Tara is such a cool skin. And then we have one of the lowest value skins in the game, Amber de la Vega. ...149 gems. No attack changes. No super changes. No voice changes. Granted, victory animation and loss animation do change, and the costume that Amber is wearing does look pretty cool. But if you're selling a skin for 149 gems, it better have attack and super changes. At least a basic attack changes. It's like, I'm pretty sure no one's going to disagree with me when I say that attack and basic attack... basic attack and super changes, though they are one of the most... They are some of the most important things in a good skin. And this skin doesn't have any, but I will say, the costume looks cool. I like the winning and loss animations, but no attack changes. It kind of sucks. Then we have our second ever 49 gem skin, DIY Surge. He basically looks like a cardboard robot, and his basic attack looks slightly changed. He's kind of shooting a cardboard box. Pretty good value for 49 gems, I want to say. I'm probably not going to get it, maybe if it goes on sale. Pretty cool skin. I don't love it, but it's definitely not bad. I guess there's nothing really else to say about that. It's just Surge made of cardboard. We also have True Silver and Gold skins for Nita, Spike, and Jean. No one really cares about those. Who even really cares? I guess that's not really true, since I see a lot of people joining my lobby and they're like, ooh, look at this skin that I wasted all my coins on. Wow! So maybe you guys care about this. I guess a lot of people like playing Spike, so maybe some of you are super hyped for that. If you are, that's fine. Also, we have animated pins for Leon, Rosa, Penny, Ems, Carl B, Jackie, Jean, Barley, and Mr. P. These animated pins look so sick. I've got some rare pins. I have one rare pin on my main account, and that's Sweat Drop 8-Bit. Just think of what they could do with the 8-Bit pins. Those are going to look so sick. I'm not surprised to see that they're not out yet, because I can imagine that they're going to be pretty cool. They could do so much with his screen face. And I also have a Sweat Drop Carl on my mini, so whenever I'm over there playing Carl, which is not often, because Carl is one of, like, 25 or so brawlers I have on that account, and it's also my mini, but when I do play that, I will be excited to use that animated rare pin now. So, yeah, I always love these rare pins. The animated pins. I also want to say something about these animated pins. Is it just me, or are the best pins sometimes just the standard pins? Like, just the Penny standard pin. I'm going to look at it right now. The Penny Standard pin is so cool. Let me see. Like, what? There's like a spotlight target above her face. It spins, turns into a skull, comes down and hits, and then goes on her bandana. I mean, and the thumbs, every single thumbs up pin, I'm pretty sure, is basically the same thing. They do a thumbs up, their hand waves a little bit, and they do a tiny nod. But all these, so many of these animated standard pins that you just have automatically look so cool. Like, the Spike standard pin looks so sick. I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous at this point. But, I mean, I don't mind. If some of the best pins you just have for free, I mean, that's pretty cool. Let's see, what else? There's also facial animations for bunch of skins and brawlers. I'm not going to list them all here. There are like 30, maybe like, yeah, around like 30 different skins / brawlers with their faces animated. I always love to see that. A bit more personality makes the game look a bit more polished. I don't mind it. Brawl Pass Season 6 coming out in a couple of days. Pretty excited. I'm excited for like one reason and one reason only, and that's because I get to open a pin pack. Yay. I mean, I guess I have to get to tier 10. That'll take a day or two. I don't really know. Depends on how many quests we have. I love how I'm only excited for the pin pack. Oh, wow. We also have, I'm looking, okay, this is under special events. The next one is Lantern Brawl. What is Lantern? Oh, it's the event going on right now. The background actually changed to like a reddish orange, and the pictures going through the screen, like the Brawl Stars menu always has, are these lanterns for the release of Lantern Sandy. Is there some sort of like Asian thing going on? Is it? I mean, it's Lantern Brawl. Obviously, they aren't having an event over in Asia called Lantern Brawl. That might just be for the release of Lantern Sandy, which would make sense. This skin is so cool. Oh, and that's what Golden Echo B was for. It's for Golden Week. I should have remembered that. It's literally Golden Echo B. It's based on, wow. I don't need to say that. The skins are based off those lucky cat things that they have in Asia. Is it a specific country? I really don't want to sound ignorant, but I honestly just don't know. There's over somewhere in Asia, they have these little cat things that sometimes hold coins or have one paw up. It's like, they're called like lucky cats or something. So that's what that skin's for. And yeah, here it is. The China launch anniversary, 1 year anniversary challenge. There will be some sort of 9 win or, I assume it's going to be 9 wins because these less important things are, well, I'm not saying China's less important. I'm just saying that if it's not a championship challenge, it's generally like 9 or 12. So don't know what the rewards for that will be or when it is or I don't know. So, well, I'm excited for it. I always like a good challenge. Well, I like a challenge, but also like, am I confusing you? I like being challenged, but I also like one of the challenges in Brawl Stars. There we go. That's what I meant to say. Game modes, event rotation changes. It says that Takedown and Lone Star might return. It's funny. I saw a meme. First frame, when Takedown and Lone Star were added, the community's hyped. When they were removed, the community's hyped. When they might be added back, the community is hyped again. I don't think they said they'd be making any changes to them. Maybe they will, and they're less annoying now, or less, I mean, just, if you were to make a chart on the meta of Takedown, I don't know. Just, there's like two viable brawlers, Colt and Bull, and maybe a few others. But if you're not playing Colt and Bull, Colt or Bull, I mean, oh my god. So they might be added back. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a tiny bit excited, but don't get your hopes up. They were removed for a reason, and almost everyone hated them when they were out. So don't get too hyped. We also have arguably the star of the show, Knockout, where it's basically a 3v3, where if you die, you can't respawn. It's a best out of three games against this other team. I don't have to explain how this game would work. You've probably all played it or at least know how it works. I think I've played some games in this mode since the update came out, and I'm not gonna lie, this mode is really freaking fun, but the maps suck. Oh my god, these maps are absolute trash. The one that's out right now, it's kind of cool. The two teams spawn on the sides of the map instead of the front and the back, and that'd be kind of cool. But you don't understand how many bushes and walls there are on this map, and it's just throwers and it's so dumb. And the other maps, like the one that was out yesterday, just imagine Safe Zone, that heist map, where there's the two chunks of river on either side that, like, basically make it so you can only go up the map on one side. But it's just one of those in the middle. And on either side are these two squares of grass with little squares of hay bales. That's the wall type for the saloon environment in the middle of those grass squares. That's all it is. And it... describing a map with words on a podcast never really works out, but just take my word for it. If you haven't played any or you've not played much, I don't think there's been a single good knockout map. if they make some good maps for this mode, I think it'll be pretty fun. I guess the meta, once it gets ironed out and everyone knows who to play, it's gonna be pretty annoying. Pretty sure the pros said that, like, Tick and Sprout were some of the best brawlers here, so we'll have to see. The meta itself might just make the game mode annoying, but we'll see. For now, it's pretty fun, aside from the obvious limitation of the maps being absolute trash. So, yeah, this is going to be out for the entire... Oh, wow, the entire Season 6? We've got over 2 months of this game mode. That's kind of crazy. Like, I knew it was seasonal or just wasn't going to be around for a while. I was expecting, like, a month maybe, but... Wow, the entire Season 6? They are really going to be able to see if people like this mode or not. That's a really long time. There are also changes to how Power League works. There are different maps. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of hate these changes. Some of the maps that they added are absolute trash, and they didn't remove other maps that suck, like Split or Minecart Madness or God, Canal Grande. I think Canal Grande isn't actually a bad map. I'm not great at it. it's such a weird map. I mean it is pretty bad. It's basically a game of rock paper scissors for the most part. I also don't like the maps that are super spawn trappy, just because if one person makes one error or anything, you might just lose the game then and there. I don't know. They kept a lot of the trash maps and added even more trash maps, like Ring of Fire for Hot Zone, or Robo Highway and Siege. I mean, or Flooded Dam for Gem Grab. Oh, there's so many... I probably will play Power League less just because of these changes. A lot of these maps are so trash. Other small things for Power League that I'm not going to go over, they just adjusted a ton of stuff. I guess I'll go over how the ranks decay for each of the leagues. So if you're in bronze or silver, your rank does not decay at all. If you're in gold, you go down one rank. Gold and diamond, you go down one rank. I'm in diamond 2, I think, or I got to diamond 2, so I'll be in diamond 1, I think. If you're in mythic or legendary, you go down 2 ranks, and if you're in masters, you go down 3, which would put you in, like, legendary 1, I think. So, yeah. We're also getting Siege, Hot Zone, and Duo Showdown for Map Maker. I'm pretty excited for this. The shenanigans are going to be kind of crazy. What are we at? I don't want the segment to pause. We're at 34 minutes. Huh. Interesting. Now it's time for the balance changes. First off, we have Barley, whose basic attack damage was increased, and his range was also increased. These changes are absolutely crazy. Due to the fact that his damage star power was buffed a balance change or two ago, he can now deal almost 12,000 damage with one tick of his basic attack, when he used to do less than 1,000 using his better healing star power. But now his damage is absolutely crazy, and do not underestimate the range increase. Range increases or decreases in Brawl Stars can affect things significantly, and his range being longer is also really crazy. So Barley is going to be one of the best brawlers, and I'm kind of excited, and I'm going to be not excited within 2 seconds, because Barley is a thrower, and throwers, period, are just annoying. So, yeah, these changes are going to make Barley a little strong. Next up is Carl. They increase his main attack range by 2/3 tiles, which is 1/3 tile shorter than the amount of tiles they decreased his range by back earlier in this year. He was really, really good. They nerfed his attack by an entire tile, which is stupid, and then he was trash, and then they increased it so it's almost back up to what it used to be, and I feel like this is going to actually make him pretty solid. He's obviously not going to be the best like he used to be, but this is going to help him quite a bit. I'm pretty excited. Carl is one of my he's one of my favorite brawlers to play out of, like, my top 5 or top 10. I don't know. He's pretty fun, in my opinion. Spike's basic attack reload was increased by 5%. Not a big change, but it might... I mean, yeah, I don't think this is going to affect Spike too much. But I might. We'll have to see. It's not the biggest change. They also increased Lou's main attack damage by quite a bit. It's going from, like, 500-something to over 600 per cone, and for having 3 cones, that's like a, I don't know, maybe a 150 damage increase per attack, which is kind of crazy, it's a pretty good basic attack damage buff. I'm pretty sure it's like a 10% buff or something. So yeah, that's a great change, and his freeze duration is also increasing from 1 second to 1.5 seconds. Not amazing, since most people will just die when they freeze regardless, but it will, I don't know, make it so more brawlers in more situations get taken out when they're frozen, just because they're incapacitated for longer, obviously. But I think the main kicker here is going to be the damage buff. That's a pretty sizable damage buff, and I think Lou's going to be pretty solid in this next update, or in this next meta. Oh god, this change. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed off. Poco, main attack supercharge rate increased from 5 to 4 hits. He will now get his super 20% more often. No. Why? No one likes Poco double tank meta. Nobody likes it. It's not fun. It He's going to be chaining his supers so frequently. It's good. Yeah. Why? It's almost guaranteed that Poco Double Tank will be meta, or at least pretty solid. I haven't seen too many videos about it, or much about it at all, so maybe this has been overhyped or talked about too much. Maybe it's not going to be that as great of a change as we all think, but you guys don't understand how much of a buff this is. Going from 5... Oh my... His attack is so wide that he can often hit 2 people with 1 attack. So if he fires 2 attacks and hits 2 people each attack, yeah, he will get a super from that. And he used to not be able to do that. Oh my god, this is such a big buff. I'm sad and scared and worried and afraid and sad. And Poco Double Tank might be good again. There is a hair on my phone screen and I had to remove it with my fingers. Next up, Frank increased both his main attack and super by a bit. I didn't even say what they increased. They increased its damage. This is gonna be okay. I guess he does do over 1,600 damage per attack now, which is pretty solid, I guess. I mean, I don't know. If Frank's good in this meta, it's because of the Poco buffs. But I don't know, pretty solid changes. They also increases Surge main attack damage by quite a bit, 60 at level 1 and at max level, that's 84 extra damage. That's almost 100 additional damage per hit, which is pretty great, honestly. And Surge is going to be pretty good after this. I don't know, not pretty good. It's a good buff. Not going to make him broken, I don't think. But it's a solid buff. They increased the Bad Karma damage effect from 20% to 25%. This is Ems's star power, if you weren't aware. Bad Karma. I'm going to test it out. I actually want to see what it does now. I'm pretty sure the third hit can now deal, like, I don't know, 1,100 damage, maybe, like, 1,200. Let me test it out here. So, okay, the last hit does almost 1,100 damage. So, yeah, that's a pretty solid buff. You're now, Bad Karma, you're going to be dealing a ton of damage now. Pretty good. Not going to make Ems great. She still has a trash gadget. And her star powers are both a little underwhelming. I guess I'm talking about how they buffed one of her star powers. But yeah, it's not gonna make her that great, I don't think. But it's a good buff. And lastly, for the buffs, they also increased Jackie's Counter Crush range by 33%. It now has a third tile farther range than her basic attack, I'm pretty sure. It might be longer than a third of a tile more, but basically, basic attack is smaller than Counter Crush. Think about it. When Counter Crush was released, it reflected 15% of damage in a tiny circle around Jackie. Now it does 30% damage in an area larger than her basic attack around Jackie. I'm pretty sure they've buffed this star power like every other update at this point. And I still don't think it's going to be better than Hardy Hard Hat, but we'll have to see. And if they keep buffing it, it's eventually going to surpass it, obviously. And after this, I'm not too sure, but I feel like Hardy Hard Hat's still better. Because once you get inside Jackie's range, all the damage you're taking is going to be from the basic attacks, and a smart Jackie's not going to rush someone if she knows that she can't take them out with 3 basic attacks at the most, so you're not going to be taking much damage. You're not going to be dealing any damage when you're not close to someone, and when you are close to someone, you're generally doing it on purpose, and you won't need the additional damage, but might help sometimes if Jackie herself's getting rushed by, like, a bull or something. I could see how it could be pretty useful there. Let's see, if it reflects 30% damage and a bull does 2,800, it's like 840. It's like 840 damage reflected per bull basic attack. That's pretty solid. That's like a half of a basic attack. So I guess there could be some situations where it's pretty solid. But if you're the one attacking, it's not going to be as great, just because once you're, as I've said, once you're close to someone, they're just going to be dead from your basic attacks. Maybe if you see that your basic attacks will barely just not kill them, but you know that the additional damage from Counter Crush will take them out afterwards, you could rush more often. I don't know, that's a very specific situation. So yeah, it might make it better than another star power, but I still kind of doubt it. But as I said, if they keep buffing it, it's eventually going to be better. Next up for the nerfs, we're decreasing BB's batting stance shield from 30% to 20%. Well, I'm a little bit sad because I do enjoy playing BB quite a bit. I think this is a good change. BB with the fast movement speed, the healing gadget, and this shield was almost unkillable just because of your mobility and your, I don't know, you can just stay alive for such a long time. And decreasing the shield's effectiveness by 33% is is going to hurt this star power and BB as a whole by quite a bit. I don't see her being good in this meta, just because that batting stance star power was essentially the reason why BB was good. I think I have the hiccups. I have, like, something in the back of my throat that's going to come out. Oh. There it was. Okay, moving on. Mr. P decreases basic attack damage by 56 at max level, 56. So if you hit both shots, that's a decrease of 112 damage, which is pretty, it's a pretty solid nerf. It's basically reverting the buff they gave to his basic attack a little bit ago. And that's not going to really hurt him as much as this next change will, though. Porter reinforcements. Porter health is being chopped in half, and the damage is being reduced by a little bit as well. I still think it's going to be solid, but definitely worse, because almost every single brawler can now kill a Porter reinforcements Porter in one shot. That was the main reason why this was so good, because it was making it so enemies had to waste their ammo when they didn't want to. And now that almost every brawler can one-shot it, it's going to not be nearly as good. I guess a Piper at close range can't one-shot it. I'm pretty sure there's another brawler who can't. Like, yeah, Tick will still have to use a mine, and he might still... I think, yeah, Tick has to use two mines to break a Porter still. Wait, I'm now thinking about it. A Tick mine will leave a Porter Reinforcements Porter on exactly 28 HP, which, according to just how numbers in Brawl Stars works, that's the lowest number possible. If you didn't know, basically every single number when it comes to health or damage from like a super or like a basic attack, it all is every single number is a multiple of 28, except for like gadgets or star powers. Those kind of break that rule. And I'm pretty sure Mortis's super for some reason breaks that rule as well. But in almost every situation, if it's not like a, or also like Jean's attack splitting doesn't fit the rule either, but almost every single number, like health or healing or damage, it all is a multiple of 28. So leaving the Porter on 28 health is basically leaving it on one health. So you're still going to have to use two mines, and Tick has always struggled against Porters. So Tick and Piper will still struggle a little bit. I mean, I guess if Piper's in a bush or is kind of far away, she can still one-shot it. But yeah, it's still gonna be good against Piper. But yeah, it's a pretty solid nerf. Still going to be a decent gadget, I think. Still will waste ammo, still will get damage occasionally, maybe reset the timer to when an enemy can heal. That's always really good. But yeah, it's a pretty sizable nerf. Next up is Stu. They decreased his health by 280, which is a pretty good nerf, and his main attack damage by 28, not as big of a nerf. I think if they want to make Stu balanced, they're going to have to make it so he either charges his super in two hits, or I think they could also just nerf his first star power, kind of like how they had to nerf Coiled Snake. Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna have to do. And the reason why I say, yeah, you might be saying, oh, if you make the supercharge two hits instead of one hit, that's doubling the supercharge, that's gonna make him absolute trash. And while that might be true, you have to think, like, when you're against a Stu, don't you just occasionally get bursted down to really low HP because he just pressed auto aim a few times? Stu doesn't really struggle to get hits on, and especially if he's like close to you with a super, getting two hits is not going to be too difficult, so it'll be a nerf that won't make him trash, I don't think. I think if they want to balance Stu, they're just going to have to nerf that first star power. That first star power is so good. And maybe the gadget as well. The radius on that is kind of ridiculous. But yeah, these are going to hurt him a little bit. I did play a bit of Stu earlier just to get some game mode quests done, and he still felt pretty dang good. So I doubt Stu is much worse after these changes, but we will have to see. We also nerfed Amber's main attack reload speed by 10%. I don't know why I said we nerfed, because I'm not part of the Supercell team. Or am I? But Amber being able to reload not nearly as fast is going to definitely hurt her. I don't know. I think if Amber has enough ammo and you're inside of her range by a few tiles, you're just going to get auto-aimed to death. I think what they should have done with Amber is just made it so you can't auto-aim. Because if you just hold down that button and someone's kind of close to you, they're dead. But if they make it so you have to aim the attack, like auto-aim for Amber just doesn't work, I think that'd be such a cool change. Just because Amber can't really like rush you down anymore and just hold auto-aim and melt you to pieces. She's melting you, she'd melt you into one piece. And if we're talking about Undertale, then she'd melt you into a smaller piece, because when you inject determination into a monster, they start melting, and then they all melted together and became the Amalgamates. So, a little bit of an Undertale reference there. Looks like my Wi-Fi turned off. I'm great. I love when that happens. I'm going to pause this and get that unpaused. All right, we're back in business. I can keep going along with the patch notes. If you guys were confused about that reference and you don't get it, that's totally fine. Don't expect many of you to have played Undertale. I'm pretty sure I actually did a poll on my Discord server, link in the description, about if you guys played Undertale or not, and I'm pretty sure only one other person had out of like 15. So, if you didn't get that reference, that's totally okay. So as I was saying, I don't think this is going to hurt Amber too much. But it's definitely it, yeah, I don't know. I'm actually not sure how much this is going to affect her. Might make her trash, might not change her at all. We'll have to see. Next up, Colonel roughs his basic attack and now takes quadruple the amount of time to fire a shot, to fire consecutive shots. It's gone from 50 milliseconds to 200 milliseconds between shots, quadruple the time. When Colonel Ruffs had 50 milliseconds between shots, you could just spam out your three shots so quickly. Just a really weird quirk he had. And now, it's basically a quirk that is non-existent. It now is just gone. He now has to take the same amount of time between shots like most other brawlers. So, that's gonna definitely hurt him quite a bit. And also a health nerf by 280. Also pretty solid. We've seen that health deductions and increases have been pretty effective, except for when you're talking about Frank getting his health buffed almost every balance change. Well, I gotta give them props. The balance team buffed something else other than Frank's health, so congratulations, you did the same thing over and over. So, well, they have been, but they stopped, so that's good. They didn't nerf his super at all. They didn't even nerf, like, the super charge rate, and I think Colonel Ruffs is still going to be pretty good because that super is what made him really good. I find his basic attack to be honestly not that great, but once you get that super down, you're playing kind of defensive and everyone's buffed up, you've basically won the game if you've got two good teammates who can stay alive. So, I'm kind of confused about why they did not change the super at all, but these will definitely affect him, and hopefully he won't be as good now. And they finally gave a solid nerf to Byron, decreasing his main attack damage slash healing from 380 to 340. I should have just said they nerfed it by 56, just because 380 to 340 is at level 1, and I talk about power 10, and I can't recall the power 10 numbers, but I know how much damage reduction it was, just because I know how the numbers work, and so decreased by 56 per tick, and over the course of one basic attack, that is 168 damage reduction. I'm gonna get one of these numbers wrong, and everyone's gonna roast me. Pretty sure I got 56 times 3 correct, though. So, over 150 damage slash healing reduction from each full basic attack is really. It's a lot, and Byron's going to be quite a bit worse after this, but just being able to heal or damage an enemy over the course of 3 seconds for like over 1200 is still a really good ability, and I feel like Byron's still gonna be solid after this change. I mean, I don't think it was the amount of damage slash healing it did, it was just how it worked. Just, I mean, being able to heal your teammate for that much off for the cost of one basic attack, it's so good. And the thing about Byron's basic attack is, well, it doesn't do a ton of damage because it's over the course of 3 seconds, it makes it so you have to stay back and heal for like an extra 2 to 3 seconds because you're taking damage for longer, which means that your healing doesn't start until much later. So he still has that. He's still got his healing ability. And they're going to have to change something about him mechanically or really nerf his damage or something if they want to make him bad. I still feel like he's going to be solid after this, but we will have to see. Next, we have Sprout's Day of Reckoning. The main attack damage being decreased from 1020 to 980. Thank you. and Garden Mulcher Health Restoration reduced from 2,000 to 1,500. Thank you. Oh, his main attack damage was so unnecessarily high. He was pretty solid, and then they just buffed his basic attack damage for who knows why. So, that's good. And whenever he had his shield and his gadget, he could stay alive for so long. And now that his gadget only heals for 1,500, it's definitely worse. But still, he's still gonna be staying alive for quite a bit. Oh, that review from last week was right. I do stammer quite a bit. Oh wow. So yeah, the healing being nerfed, I like that. Still gonna be pretty solid though. And thank you for the main attack damage decrease. That was much needed. I still think he's going to be solid, but definitely much worse. And lastly, Tick, main attack damage reduced from 680 to 640, or 56 per mine max level. Wait, does that mean he's not dealing? Wait, because I said when I was going over the nerf to Mr. P's gadget that Tick would leave it on 28 HP, but after that nerf, it might be even more. Let me see. How much damage is he dealing? Yeah, 896. So, Tick is now dealing even less damage, which is pretty dang cool, because I honestly wasn't too annoyed at Tick for quite a bit, and my annoyance for Tick has grown over the months, and he has now grown to be one of the more annoying brawlers. I don't hate him yet. Keyword is yet. I think I'm going to dislike him less, just because less damage is wahoo, yay, yippee, obviously. But yeah, this will definitely hurt him a little bit. His gadget is still really, really broken, or just at least it's pretty good. But yeah, I like these nerfs. I like these balance changes. They weren't amazing. No bow buff, which is sad, because he's still not good. Oh, it's really sad, because bow is kind of like a situation that 8-bit and B were in with their star powers that made them broken in Showdown. Bow's star power makes him so good on just, like, a couple maps, but everywhere else, he's pretty bad. I mean, he's definitely better after the damage buff he got an update ago, but he's gonna need to get some sort of, they might need to rework that first star power, or maybe just remove the bush. I don't see them removing the grassy maps, because they're OG. Some people like them. I personally like Snake Prairie, even though it was removed from Power League. I mean, I understand why they removed it. People are annoyed by it, but I don't mind Snake Prairie. So, I don't know. They're going to have to do something to Bow mechanically to make him be able to be buffed without making him broken into some other modes. But so, despite no bow buffs, pretty solid balance changes. Some of the better brawlers are still going to be pretty solid after this, I think. And unfortunately, we might have a Poco Tank meta. But yeah, pretty solid balance changes. Let's see, there was some other stuff. Oh, yes, added support for rewinding and fast-forwarding time while watching a replay. Thank you. It took them... Global came out in January of 2019. It is April 2021. It's taken them over two years since Global came out. And we just finally got the ability to rewind and fast forward and replays. We've been asking for this for so long, and now it's being added? It's still pretty cool. Let's see. Other smaller stuff. Oh, they also fixed the issue where jumping brawlers could avoid projectiles from Nani's Return to Center gadget. I didn't know that was an issue. How would that work, though? Someone's, like, jumping really high in the air, but Return to Center's coming at them. Is it gonna, like, is the projectile gonna go to their circle that's on the ground, or is it gonna, like, fly up and hit the... How is that gonna work? I don't know. I could probably test it out with a friend or something, but that's it for the balance changes, or the update as a whole. Pretty solid. And I think we can now get into a little bit of gameplay, so if that's not your thing, you can feel free to leave now. So, yeah, I don't know what I'll do. I guess I said I was going to play Knockout. I don't love this map, but I'll do it. Let me get my sound on. My sound is just not playing. Okay, I guess I will be soundless. I'm going to use the Sight Star Power, just because there's a ton of grass, and Tripwire, because who is using Super Totem? Nobody. Noobs are. Okay, here we go. I'm a little bit scared. My bow's definitely not high trophies, but he's one of my higher trophy brawlers just because I play him sometimes, and I don't play this game much at all, aside from quests. I mean, I could easily push bow pretty high, I think, if I wanted to, but I just don't play this game as much, and I don't play Showdown ever, which is, like, the easiest place to push. Like, I cannot tell you how many people have joined my lobby with 1,000 trophy Shellys, and they're like, wow, look at this, and I'm like, you just teamed for it, and they're like, yeah, but it doesn't matter, it's teaming in Showdown. But yeah, we are against a Tick, and, oh, Tickhead, hello. We have two tanks, Rosa and Daryl. They have an Edgar, a Tick, and a Rosa. Oh, dude, our Daryl ran away with 54 HP. Oh, our Rosa's dead. Oh, I have to 1v3. This is not happening. Oh, I've got 25 seconds. I don't know, I can see them. The Edgar's probably going to jump on me. Yeah, the Edgar just ran at me. There's nothing I could do there. Kind of sad, but we do have two tanks. They do have two close ranges, but one of them is like an assassin type. I need to watch out for this Edgar. He's going to have his super. I'm just going to stay away from him, honestly. Our Rosas are duking it out. Our Rosa won. Our Daryl got taken out. Oh, he survived again. No, the Edgar just chased after him and killed him. All right, so me and the Rosa versus the Edgar and the Tick. And we're kind of pinching them, honestly. Oh, I out-damaged the Edgar at close range. Okay, and now the Tick's just dead. Never mind, he used his gadget. And now he's dead. Okay, well, pretty solid win. Place my mines over where the Edgar wants to go. He's probably going to jump on me immediately. So I'm just going to back up. You activate my gadget. I kill. I didn't know where the Edgar was. And I activated Tripwire and it just killed him. I hadn't even hit him. Dude, he's got to be pissed. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, wow. All right, Knockout win. We just pinched the Rosa. Wow. Oh, he's got to be so mad. Oh, that is great. I love getting Tripwire kills. It's just oh, wow. All right. Second game. Probably going to do one or two more. Oh, wow. That was that was funny. All right, we got a Crow and a Tick. They have a Shelly, a Rico, and a Spike. Just going to fire up the middle. See if I can get my supercharged a little bit. Spike somewhere in the middle. All right. Spike's actually pretty low. Yeah, I could probably take out the Spike here if my... Dude, Tick, help me. Please. There we go. Wait. Looks like our Crow also took out the Rico, so... How? Well, dude, they have a Shelly. There's nothing he can do. Watch him just team wipe us. Oh, dash gadget. Ooh, scary, scary. Nope, he's dead. All right, not a single one of us died there. And the Shelly's shooting their teammates. Bro, you're playing Shelly. Tripwire. I hit the Rico once, and he died. Pretty solid. Dude, honestly, Tick, Bo, good synergy on this map. And no, I'm not talking about Bo Totem Cheese. That's not... No. Uh-uh. I'm playing Tripwire for a reason. All right, they're up in the top. Kind of stuck. Okay, Spike's dead. Again, 1v3 against the Shelly. Crow's jumping in. He got taken out by a super, but... And he's dead. Okay. Wow, these games are going by really easily. I'm at 650 trophies, and these players are not doing that great. I guess it just shows how more players are getting to this level of trophies nowadays. Yeah, a lot of people have got like accounts with a ton of 650 brawlers, which, I mean, it makes sense. It's kind of sad, because if I enjoyed the game more, I know I could easily push to like 34, 35K. I'm not interested. It's not fun. Okay, Bo 1v1 here. He's one shot. Nobody beats me in a Bo 1v1. That doesn't happen. It does not happen. Okay, our Spike got taken out by the bow. He kind of ran away from me. Or he's just hiding behind the wall and healing like a loser. Okay, I can't say no one beats me in a bow 1v1 and then have this guy beat me. Wait. Oh no, it's a 2v1. I'm against the tick and the bow. The bow's getting kind of low. Probably shouldn't have used my super there. Oh, the tick's coming in. Oh, bow, come here. Bow, come here. Someone chase me. Someone chase me. Someone chase me. I can't do anything. Come here, bow. There's nothing I could do there. The tick was boxing me out. Whatever. It's fine. All right. Bow's going off the top. You know what, bow? Oh, what, the surge? I thought the surge went down. I didn't know he stayed in the middle. He just auto-aimed me a few times, and now I'm dead. So sad. Looks like our Spike got revenged on the bow. Oh, no, no. Oh, tick. The tick 1v1, our tick 1. He's against the surge now. It's a 1v1. Don't know which team has more points. Oh, the bow mines. Our tick's so low because of that bow mine. Oh, dude, those bow mines. I mean, honestly, I don't blame my tick. He was kind of stuck there. I don't know. I'm having fun. Might do a few more games. I'm kind of happy for Bo's standard pin. It's pretty solid. Not one of the better standard pins. I mean, that pen. Oh my gosh, that penny standard pin was animated so well. Okay, they have a nanny. I'm gonna say Nani. Nani, Piper, and Edgar. We have a tick and a Mr. P. Ooh, that's an annoying yet really good comp. Yup. The tick just fired a bunch of shots on that dude. Oh, and Edgar jumped on me, and I'm dead. Cool. I love Edgar. Edgar's so cool. Don't you all love playing against Edgar? I love playing against Edgar. It's so cool. Oh, good. The Edgar jumped against my tick, and now tick's dead. Come on. Yep. Oh. Mr. P got an attack off. The Edgar did not team wipe. He did waste two of his gadgets, though, which is pretty good, since that was first round, and we won. Oh, dude, that Edgar just got completely hit with attacks. Oh, I could have really easily avoided him. I kind of let that Piper, the Edgar, kill me. Yep, we lost. Okay, I probably should have played more careful there. That was probably my bad. It is harder to play while you're commentating. All right, up on the top against the Edgar. I don't think he has a super. Oh my, no, the Nani teleported on me, and now he's gonna get killed. Oh my god. Freaking teleporters. Oh my god. Oh, I hate teleporters so much. Oh, come on. It's so lame. The Nani was just like, hello. All right, we have a Leon and a Sprout. They have a Stew, Mr. P, and Surge. Kind of a scary comp. And our comp is not good since Bo is not good. I mean, he might be good on this map just because of the sight. And then Leon, obviously. Not great either. Me and Liam were able to take out the Mr. P, although, oh, I guess, okay, we won. I don't even know what happened there. They kind of just evaporated. I'll take it. We'll go on the bottom now just to use my epic sightseeing. The search teleporter on. The Stew just rushed me and died. All right, so 1v2 against their Surge. He's teleporting. I'm going to put my wait, watch this. Wait, is he going to teleport? Please teleport. Please teleport. Please teleport. Please teleport, dude. I'm begging you, teleport. Yes! Yeah! Oh! He teleported and I killed him with tripwire. Oh, do you guys see why I like this gadget so much? It might suck, but it's. Oh, that was great. That is a good note to end on. I'm going to go and read the reviews that have been left on Apple Podcasts. If there are any, let's see, I think we're at like 75 last week, I want to say. 76. Let's see. I would like you in to say in the description, this is a little bit hard to read. I'm just trying to see if this is a new. I think this is a new review. It's still from the Hello JLLZP guy. He left a review like two or three weeks ago. And this seems like a new review. I don't think there's any new ratings, but I will read this review. It's a little bit hard to read, but I will try to get it out. I would like you to say in the description what part of the episode you switched topics, like when you did the Brawl Talk breakdown and rating Brawl Ball maps. He's basically just asking for timestamps. I would like you to put... Okay, yeah, okay. Keep up the good work, and you seem to rehearse really steady talking, really like that. And the other guy said I stammer. It's weird. I have, like, sentences where I'm really steady and I'm just fine, and then I have sentences where I'm like, and I just stammer. So, thank you for the review. I appreciate it. And I think for episodes that have distinct segments, I will do timestamps. I did do timestamps for episode 69. Nice. But this episode and last episode didn't really have sections. I guess you could argue different parts of the... I don't know. So, no timestamps this episode. It's also just a lot of work. And I'd have to listen through the episode, which is, like, over an hour long. I don't... For episodes that have distinct segments, I will definitely do that. Just like episode 69. Nice. And thank you for the review. If you would also like to leave a review, I would really appreciate it. It helps other people reach the podcast. And it would make my day. There it is. And you'd be entered into a $10 giveaway that will happen once this podcast reaches 100 ratings. Everyone who has left a 5-star review will have a chance to win. Down in the description, you'll find links to my Discord profile, Discord channels, YouTube channel, Brawl Stars friend code, and more. If you don't click all the links, I will take all your dirty laundry and I don't know what you guys put your dirty laundry in, like your hamper or like just like a basket. I'll take it, whatever it's in, and I'll just dump it on the floor, and you're gonna have to pick it all up. And then when you put it back in the basket/hamper, I'll dump it on the floor again, and I'll keep doing that until you click all the links. So unless you want me to put your laundry on the floor, you better click all the links. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I'll see you next Saturday in the next episode. Goodbye.